Thank you. We'd like to thank our friends, WLIR, located in Long Island, and our friends up here in Detroit. I gotta tell you one thing. Something very strange happened to us last week. One of the fans of ours came up to me, and he brought me a letter. And the letter was on official Board of Education stationery. And I asked him what this whole thing was about. And what he told me was he worked in a delicatessen in Queens, and he was discussing Twisted Sister with a friend of his over the counter in the middle of a bologna sandwich. And a woman walked over to him and said, "Do you know Twisted Sister?" And he says, "Yeah, I see them a lot." And she says, "Well, one of the people in the band, one of the guys in the band, I used to be a supervisor for him in junior high school. And as it turned out, this woman was my supervisor in junior high school. But the only problem was, is that this woman expelled me from junior high school in eighth grade for cursing at her. And because of her, my education went right down the tubes and I dropped out. Now, the funny thing about it was, is that this woman typed me a fan letter and gave it to this guy who worked in this deli in Queens. And the fan letter went something like, Twisted Sister, the reason why you gave this letter is I was in a delicatessen and your friend Dominic, or whatever his name was telling me he knows you. And I just want to tell you that I've been reading about how well you've been doing and about the Palladium, and I haven't been able to get out to see you, but I really would like to come out and see you, sincerely." And she typed her name out. And this thing was on an official Board of Education stationery, and the woman is an assistant principal now in a high school in Queens. Now you gotta dig this, okay? I was shocked that I got the letter, but the PS was what killed me. You gotta dig it. This woman expelled me for cursing at her in eighth grade. She asked me for a t-shirt. She told me I was gonna be nothing. She told me my career was shot to hell, and now she wants a t-shirt? She wants a t-shirt! She's out of her goddamn mind! I'll tell you what I'm gonna do though. I think I'm gonna go to her house one day, real early in the morning. I think what we're gonna do is we're gonna take our truck and we're gonna drive right up onto her house where she lives in Queens. And we're gonna take all the equipment out of the truck and we're gonna line it up right underneath the window. And I'm gonna yell up at her, I'm gonna tell her to stick her head out the window. And what she does, I ain't gonna give her a t-shirt, but I think I'm gonna give her this.